Embracing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Good morning indeed. What a joy to be with you today on We Sing Our Faith. And I have some very special guests. But before we get to them, I want to bring us into our focus of today, which is this weekend we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And to realize what a phenomenal humility, I think, is the best word that we can use to describe as Jesus went down into that Jordan River and was baptized by John the Baptist. You know, John heralded his coming. John was that forerunner. He was telling everyone he knew about the Lord. And then for him to be baptized in water, but then to see God in that form of the dove, the Holy Spirit come upon him, and the Father's voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased, in whom I am well pleased." And when we think about that invitation that Christ offers us to be baptized, not only in the water, but in the full unity of the Trinity, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and how we are called then in our baptism to humble ourselves when we come to that age of knowledge that we have received this pure gift. We could never earn a baptism. We could never earn it. We could never earn any of the grace that is poured into our life because of it. And yet that gift of God comes with such a wonderful opportunity for us to live that baptismal promise. Now, granted, many of us don't remember our baptisms. I was 9 days old when I was baptized. Yesterday, as we shared on Morning Joy, I was born on March the 6th. I was baptized on the 15th. And so 9 days later, you know, becoming a child of God. Now, my husband, Kurt, was baptized on St. Patrick's Day. So his baptismal day is March 17. So we chose the 16th of each year, March 16, to look at our baptisms and how do we live that? How do we live what Christ has invited us to? And so right at the beginning of the show today, I want to start with a song before we come back and talk a bit more about not only our baptisms, but remembering today is a call-in show. So the number that you're going to call is 877-757-9424. Again, that number is 877-757-9424. And after we listen to this beautiful song, Baptism Prayer, I would love to hear your baptism date, your birth date, and how you celebrate your baptism date. So let's go now to Baptism Prayer from me, your host, Julie Carrick. What a beautiful reminder that in that the love of a parent who will take their child to be baptized, that is the most incredible gift we can give our children. And but I want to go now to our first caller. We have Kathleen in Chattahoochee. Am I saying that right? Florida? Okay. So I'm gonna share a little bit more before we go to Kathleen. So we have the beautiful gift of baptism that we offer our children is amazing. But then we as adults, how are we to share that? And so there is a wonderful opportunity when we talk about living our Catholic life, sharing what we have been gifted in our baptism, and how do we share that as Christians? And through the Guadalupe Radio Network, you know that we have this wonderful new academy that has begun this past year. And this month in January, starting very soon, in just a week and a half, we are beginning the new series of courses, and they are The Dignity of the Human Person Made in God's Image, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, We Share Our Story, and The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. And I love the way the Holy Spirit has allowed these courses to kind of come together to be a phenomenal gift for all of those learners who are going to sign up and take the courses. And before we go to Dave Palmer to talk about that beautiful dignity of the human person, we're going to go to Kathleen. Kathleen, would you share with us your birth date, your baptism date, and how you celebrate that gift?
Julia, my birthday is October 30th, 1953. I don't know what day I was baptized in. I know I was baptized in Bowling Green, Ohio, where my father was attending college. And I may have been baptized by my mother's only brother, the oldest in the family. And his name was Father William E. Meyer. And he passed away in Cincinnati, Ohio, when I was 5 years old. I was there at the Archdiocese of Cincinnati when he passed. Mm-hmm. But my mother was the youngest of a large family of girls, and he was the only boy. And she passed in 2023, so I didn't ask her that. And I have two aunts, one that I used as a godmother and one that was my official godmother. And I have been so blessed in my life to have this Catholic religion on my mother's side. On my father's side of the family, my father was a fourth generation Christian Science, practiced Christian Scientism. But it's like, I can't tell you how wonderful the Catholic Church is and how blessed I have been.
And that sounds like it, Kathleen.
Yeah, and I call whenever I've got a problem, I call that 513-823-3111, and I put that problem on the prayer line, and I'll tell you, I watched the miracles happen in my life.
That's beautiful.
If you don't send me a book or anything, I don't care, but I just want you to start reminding people that in February, the Right to Life March is going to be in Washington, D.C. I think I've been wanting to go there for years, and there's a lot of pressure up there on different issues, and I heard people talk that were going to that march years ago, and I have made up my mind I'm going to get there. So, you know, that would be such, I think that's going to be a wonderful thing to be a part of this year.
Kathleen,
can go that.
Yes, thank you for reminding us of that. That's one of those things that, and again, I feel like what you've just shared about that, the right to life and the march for life, any way that we can stand for life is part of that way that we live what we are called to as Christians, as baptized Christians. And so thank you for that reminder today. And I'm going to just encourage you, if there's any way to find that baptism date, to find it. And if not, choose one.
Yes,
choose a date.
I will tell you that Corpus Christi Church in Dayton, Ohio is my stopping ground, where my family grew up around Dayton, Ohio, Corpus Christi Church. And
beautiful.
I'll tell you, there was a nun there that changed my life. Of course, I've had a lot of nuns change my life, you know. Mother Teresa is a guru of mine.
Amen. So. Amen. Well, Kathleen, I want to say thank you for calling in. And would you please make sure that you give Tim your information? He is your call screener today. And I absolutely am going to be sending you my book, Unfailing Grace. You've taken the time to call, and I think it's a beautiful gift to share with you, to share with others. So again, thanks for calling. God bless you. And give your information to Tim, and we're going to get that book out to you. And now we want to go to our wonderful voice of the Guadalupe Radio Network. You hear him so many days of the week, Mr. Dave Palmer, but I want to have him share the overview of his course because, I mean, here we are, Baptism of the Lord, and we are hearing his course title, which is The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image. Amen. Dave, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. I can't help but think of the irony of me being on the show called We Sing Our Faith, because nobody would ever enjoy listening to me sing our faith. I promise you. I sometimes get somebody say, hey, you got a nice voice, but it's only the speaking voice. Okay. But thanks for having me on. And I do want to say, I just realized after your introduction that I don't know what year you were born, but my birthday is March 4th. So I'm just 2 days before you. And I'm 1967, but I'm ashamed to say I don't know what my baptism day was. I just texted my mom. I know my mom's watching this right now, so she'll, by the end of the show, I'll know my baptism day, because I know she knows. Nice. And my Uncle Bill, who was a priest, was the one who baptized me in Syracuse, New York. But anyways, yeah, it's a great theme to connect to GRN Academy and the classes. And I know we always talk about how all of these four classes that are being taught to GRN Academy all intertwine. And I know we'll get to that as well. But the theme of baptism makes me immediately think that in light of the dignity of the human person is the only creature that is baptized, right? Yeah. It's the only creature. You know a lot of people that love their pets and love their cats and dogs, but and they may take them for a blessing on the feast day of St. Francis or something like that, but you've never probably heard of a pet owner baptizing their pet, right? Because they don't need to be baptized. They're not going to be recipients of sanctifying grace. And all that is not to demean the pets, but to really lift us up to a whole different level as human persons. And so my class is called The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image. And believe it or not, it starts in 9 days. Ooh. It's going to be Monday the 19th at 7 o'clock Central Time. And we're so excited about this session in particular because we have this new learning management system. We're going to be doing the classes via Zoom. And they're very interactive, and, you know, 7 weeks in a row, 50-minute classes, you get to have one-on-one live interaction with not only the instructor, but also the fellow students, and so it's going to be very exciting, and I'm excited about this class. You know, there's been some talk about, like, gosh, you know, Dave's teaching a class on Aquinas, and Dr. Ray Lopez is teaching a class on Aristotle, and these classes must be so deep, and I'm gonna get lost, or I'm gonna feel stupid in the class. And that's one of the things we really want to stress on this program today, that is not going to be the case. You know, we are going to be teaching these classes in a way that everybody can understand them. And I have mentioned a couple of times about how I have taught the Summa Theologia mostly to high school students. And I've used this example about how one time I had a 12-year-old in my class, and just yesterday I got an email from her. She's 15 now, and she just said, Mr. Palmer, I just want to let you know how much I enjoyed the Summa class and how much I get out of it, and I still talk to my friends about the Summa. She was 12 when she took the class, and she did really well. So I don't want anybody to think that any of these classes are going to be overly challenging or that you're going to get in the class and it's going to be language that you can't even understand. It's going to be interactive. It's going to be conversational. And believe me, you're going to come out of these classes just saying, you know what, this is a great experience. And I know a little bit more about my faith, and I enjoyed it. Hopefully you'll sign up for the next session as well. And so, in fact, I'd like to rename my class, Julia. Wow. I was talking to Toya the other day and said, The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image may sound a little heady. And I'm not officially renaming it, but I think the joy of being a human person. How about that? Because, you know, Aquinas says that only rational creatures can experience joy. You know, a dog cannot be joyful. And right. So the very fact that you could be joyful means that you have reason. So, which is interesting. But anyways, that's a little bit about the class. I know you probably have some other questions as well about it.
Yeah. So the beauty of it in that, when the 7 weeks are finished and you have given everything that you have prepared for your learners, for the people who are signing up, if there could be one takeaway, like, you know, you finish your 7 weeks, and if that person who's just attended all of those, how are they best going to be able to say, I have taken this class and now it's going to help me share my faith by? What would that be?
Yeah, I would say that you share your faith because you're going to have a new appreciation of the human person, and you'll never see yourself or your kids or your spouse or your next door neighbor again. And really, you know, this is who we evangelize. You know, we don't, again, going back, not to be picking on pets too much, but we don't evangelize our dogs or our pet goldfish. We are, you know, we are people who interact with other people. And so if we are going to be effective evangelizers, we need to understand the human person and understand what makes them dignified and why we should care about them in the first place, and what that dignity is, that we should love them so much that we desire their eternal salvation. And only persons can acquire eternal salvation, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. And so I think that would be the takeaway, is just a new renewal. We probably know people that are kind of, you know, life is beating them down and they just maybe don't even know why they wake up in the morning. And I would like us to be able to reach out to those people and give them a new sense of excitement about life and purpose in life, in light of a better understanding of who they are as very, very dignified children of God.
That is beautiful. I can see this just, you know, being manifested in so many amazing ways. Right now, we have had such a loss in the dignity of the human person because there are so many electronic versions of people in the world. And what I mean by that is, you know, social media is great, but, you know, so many of us, I mean, even today, you're watching us in different platforms, which are great. I'm glad we have things like, you know, Facebook and Zoom and all the other ways that we can do that. And in fact, the class is going to help us because we'll be able to see each other for those who choose to be on video, or if you want just audio in your class. But it's going to help us connect in a way that's not just artificial intelligence, so to speak. And with that, I want to go to our good friend Zach Allen, because Zach has been so helpful in making sure that the class setup is going to be simple, easy to connect into. And Zach, would you give us just a couple of minutes right now about that part of the experience, that as we get to learn this wonderful information about living our faith with these beautiful topics, what does that look like for the learners who are going to sign up today for their classes?
Yeah, thank you, Julie. It's great to join you. And one of the things I would like to invite our listeners to envision, right, is it's an online live class. And so what they'll be doing is they'll be logging in. Like you said, if they're comfortable with video, with having their own video, then their face along with their instructor's face and all the other classmates would be there on the screen. It creates a very interactive environment. It's a great opportunity not just to sit and learn, but to interact, to ask your questions, to get engaged. If you're not someone that wants to share your video, you're more than welcome just to use the audio and tune in that way. One of the awesome things that we're able to offer too is that if your schedule ends up getting to the point where you have to miss a particular class, these classes will all be recorded, so then you can watch the recording and get all the information that you might have missed. So we're really, you know, we're offering this because we want our learners to be able to dive into the topic and get as much as they can out of it. And the hope is that just as you started the show with the hope to evangelize, right? The more we know, the more we can share. And the better we understand it, the better we can share it to people in a way that they can understand it as well. And a lot of times, I think we all find ourselves in situations with our family, with our friends, maybe in the workplace, where we see opportunities we might could evangelize or share something about our faith, but we might shy away from it because we don't know that we feel confident enough to open our mouth and share what we know. And these courses are really designed to challenge you in a way to learn a little bit deeper so that by the end of the course, you do feel confident to share. Because we all know that, you know, God is not just sharing these gifts with us. He's not just giving this grace for ourselves. He's giving it to us because he wants us to then share it to everyone else around us because we want to populate heaven. I mean, that's a big part of the GRN. That's one of our big mottos, is to populate heaven through all the programming that we put out. And that's what we want to do in our individual lives too. And so for these courses, you'll log in. All of the information for your course will be right there in your online profile. We'll have 7-week sessions, so you'll be able to see the different things that your teacher or that your instructor wants to put out there for you, whether it may be an article, maybe it's a PowerPoint, maybe it's some images that they want you to consider for that particular week's topic. It'll all be right there. Your link for your Zoom to jump into the online portal is right there. If you have quizzes or things like that, all of that will be taken care of in the same portal. You can see how you're doing, get comments from the instructor. You can go back and forth with comments there too. So really a good opportunity. If you've ever taken an online course, you'd be familiar with it. But if you haven't, I wouldn't let that be something that you're nervous about. It's not challenging, especially from the learner's perspective. We're going to make it to where it's very easy. You log in, everything's right there in front of you. And then myself, Dr. Ray, and Dave are all here as well to help you. If you have any questions, you can always send us a quick email. But right now, to all of our listeners, I would encourage you to go to grnonline.com/academy and read about these four courses that are about to start just next week. I mean, it's pretty much just next week. Yeah, we're very close. So the week of July 19th, so a little over a week and a half away. But I would encourage you right now to go and check it out. Read about the courses, pray about it, and see which one you might want to take, because this semester, right, this session really is cool to see how all four courses line up together. I know Julia shared about that. Dave has as well, and other times we've gone on the air. So as you're listening through the show, pray about it, because none of the classes overlap, and you could potentially take 2, 3, or even all four if you would like to. So that is an option, but I would definitely check that out. Don't let the online thing stress you out. We're here to help you. It's not going to be a challenge to get into that. And we really are excited. And the feedback, Julie, from our first session that we had back in August was phenomenal. I mean, the students enjoyed it. The instructors enjoyed it. I think everybody got a lot out of their classes. These are not going to be classes that are so full that you can't ask your question. I mean, these classes are made for you, our listeners, to come in, ask questions, get into the topic as deep as you would like to. And so while it's not meant to be super hard and academic, it is meant to help you deepen your faith, deepen your understanding, and it gives you the opportunity to verbalize your questions or send those questions in by email, whichever way is better for you, and then to help the instructors be able to answer your questions and help you understand at a deeper level.
Thank you. Wow. You know what? I have to tell everyone, this is not scripted. This is not scripted at all today. We are in different parts of the country coming together to share about this wonderful feast day of the baptism of our Lord and sharing more about these wonderful courses. And Zach has just shared so much amazing content about how you'll take the class and how they do dovetail. I mean, it was Holy Spirit driven. There's no question about it. As we heard Dave talking about the dignity of the human person made to God's image, and how in my course, which is we share our story, and how Zach just literally said that, you know, when you can articulate your faith, when you can say, yeah, I've been a cradle Catholic. Yes, I was baptized as a baby, but, you know, how do I A, B, C, D? You know, how do I share those aspects of my faith that I know will spark that desire either for someone who maybe has grown lukewarm or maybe for someone who's never been catechized at all, and you have a workmate or you have a neighbor or a friend who you've come to know and you want to be able to share your faith, this is such a great way to have what we need to be able to share with confidence the beauty of what it means to share our Catholic faith. And in my particular class, we share our story. I'm excited in that, the people that I've had the opportunity, just a couple of the folks who have signed up, one in particular reached out to me yesterday. She lives in Missouri, and she said, I heard about this through a webinar, and she was on the webinar a few weeks ago, and she called in and she said, I got your book, Unfailing Grace, and I just realized you literally are just telling your story. But in telling your story about how the grace of sacrament is lived in your life, it's made me want to share my story. And so literally, that's why she's signing up for the course, so that she can learn in concrete ways how to share her life story, but her Catholic life story, so that it is engaging to others. So that's We Share Our Story. And I know I've spoken a lot about that on previous shows. So now I want to go to, we're going to go back to Dave Palmer, and he is going to give us a bit of an overview about the course with Dr. Ray Lopez. And again, you'll see how this ties together, because he's going to be speaking to us now about the unmoved mover, Aristotle's glimpse of God. So Dave, take it away for a few minutes about Dr. Ray's course.
Yeah, certainly will. Thanks, Julie. And yeah, Dr. Ray is a little under the weather today, so he wasn't able to make it. But his class actually begins 2 weeks from today. It's going to be on January 24th, 9 o'clock, in this exact time, in fact, 9 o'clock Central Time. And my expertise is the Summa Theologia. And if you read the Summa, you probably won't be able to get through a page of it without seeing St. Thomas Aquinas refer to who he calls the philosopher. And he hardly ever uses the name Aristotle in the Summa, because he's always saying the philosopher. And imagine that. There were a lot of philosophers that preceded Aquinas, but the one that it wasn't Plato, it wasn't even Socrates. It was Aristotle that Aquinas referred to as the philosopher. And I like to say, if the Summa was being graded by a teacher, Thomas would have been busted for plagiarism, because he, but he always attributed it. Okay, so I guess that's not plagiarism. But the philosopher. And so the point is that we in our Christian faith, even though Aristotle lived, 350 years before Christ, we owe so much to the Greek philosophers. And Aristotle was the last of the three big ones, the Socrates, the Plato, and the Aristotle. And so when you get Aristotle, you get Socrates and Plato as well. And he's just brilliant. And again, like I said before, I don't want anybody to be intimidated by this, because if Dr. Ray was on with us right now, Dr. Ray Lopez, you would see his gregarious, he likes to laugh, he likes to have fun, he's a very, very personable guy. In fact, you might think like, wow, this guy is like a trained philosopher, he just seems so down to earth and so relatable, and that's what he brings. And so with his class, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God, you can see that even before Christian revelation, even before the incarnation, the birth of Christ, already the seeds of natural reason were implanted in these brilliant, brilliant philosophers. And like I said, we have so much to owe to Aristotle. And what Dr. Ray will be talking about is, the big word is metaphysics, right? And that word makes people, run out of the room. But again, don't be intimidated. Metaphysics is actually a brilliant word. It just means the study of being, the study of reality. It's like, what's out there? What can we know and how can we know it? And so, yeah, give this class a shot. In fact, I would suggest you take both. Well, I take all four classes, but these two classes definitely dovetail mine and Dr. Ray's. And the one thing I'd say in relation to your class, Julie, and of course I know Dr. Carlo Broussard's going to talk about his, is that there's two elements of evangelization. First of all, you have to know your faith, and then you have to be able to communicate it. Yeah. So in order to tell your story, share your story, you have to know your story, and knowing your story also has a lot to do with knowing your faith. So anyways, so Dr. Ray Lopez's class, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God, is going to be fun. It's going to be basic metaphysics, not to be deep. And like I said, once you get to know Dr. Ray Lopez, he's a winsome character. He's a lot of fun, and he's going to make this a very enjoyable class.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, before we go to Dr. Carlo, because this is We Sing Our Faith, I have to get one more song in today. So at the beginning of the second half here, I want to go to the song of mine, Give Glory to God in All Things. Because as we look at baptism, as we look at being filled with grace, no matter what is happening in our life, and again, that's what these courses are going to help us, no matter what is going on in our life, ultimately, we give glory to God in all things. So the number to call after the song is 877-757-9424. Again, that number is 877-757-9424. And we'll have just a time for maybe one short call with whoever calls in. We want to know your birth date, your baptism date, and how you celebrate your baptism. But now from me, your host, Julie Carrick, let's take a listen to Give Glory to God in All Things.
Let my actions sing a song of gratitude. Let my words speak truth and give you honor. And let me, Lord, be grateful when I suffer some for you. Let me truly praise you, Christ, my King. Let me give glory to God in all things. In the beauty of all you've created, through sorrows that are blessings in disguise, in every single moment of every single day, my soul wells up to sing a song of praise. Oh God, when I consider all your love for me, you are my life, my hope, my joy and strength. You took my sins and nailed them to the cross with you. By your mercy, wash the
words speak truth and give you
when I was penning that song, it was amazing to be with a group of people that were all trying to figure out how to share their Catholic faith. It was a group of women, and they had chosen the theme for their conference to be "Give glory to God in all things." And I said, "Do you mean that? Like, do you really mean that that is your theme, to give glory to God in all things, or should we use the word some things?" And they're like, "Oh no, we give glory to God in all things." And I said, "Okay, I agree 100%. But to really dive into that, and these are kind of how these classes work together, to dive into that, I said, "Do you give glory to God when you have a child who is very sick? Do you give glory to God when you have lost a child? Do you give glory to God when you look into the world and you see things kind of falling apart? Do you give glory to God in those moments?" And it was shocking to see the stunned look. And it was like, wait a minute. Yes, we're supposed to, but how do we do that? You know, how do we find God in times that it feels like he might not even be there? And so when we look at how we share our Catholic faith and we go back to the root, back to baptism, where we have become temples of the Holy Spirit, where we are filled with grace in order to live that faith. And now how do we articulate that? How do we articulate that faith so deeply by the expression of our life and in our words and in our communication with people? And that's going to take us to our next presenter, our next course teacher today. And this is with our wonderful friend, Dr. Carlo Brossard, and his class, which is entitled Meeting the Protestant Challenge. Dr. Carlo, welcome to We Sing Our Faith. And would you please tell us about your course and how this kind of ties together today?
Yeah, Julie. Well, good morning to you. Can you hear me? Make sure you can hear me. Okay. I wanted to make sure it's connected correctly. So my course, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, is basically riffing off of my book, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, How to Answer 50 Biblical Objections to Catholic Beliefs, which those objections take the form of how can the church teach X when the Bible says Y? Those challenges that are alleged contradictions between what we believe and what the Bible says. So in the book, I coach you how to diffuse those challenges, how to meet those challenges, and show how our beliefs do not contradict Scripture, but actually are consistent with and proved by Scripture. So I'm going to be pulling some of that material from the book to present in the course, to have live discussion and Q&A with folks who register. We'll have some detailed outline notes to go with it in case they're unable to get the book, but they're recommended to get the book if they can and read along with it. So we'll be talking about challenges to Peter as the first pope, challenges to the Catholic understanding of church hierarchy within the New Testament. We'll be looking at challenges to the Catholic understanding of sacred tradition. There are many passages in Scripture that some of our Protestant friends think disprove the Catholic understanding of sacred tradition and support their view of what is known as sola scriptura. So I'll coach the participants into how to respond to those challenges. We'll talk about challenges to the Catholic understanding of salvation. How does our good works of love come into play and relate to salvation and justification? Where does faith fit in all of that? So we'll be having discussions on that. We'll have two classes looking at challenges to the sacraments. Some of our Protestant friends reject the Catholic understanding of baptism, the Catholic understanding of the Holy Eucharist and the Mass and confession. You know, why should I confess my sins to a priest when I can go straight to God? Those sorts of questions. The Bible talks about confessing our sins to God. Is that in conflict with confessing our sins to an ordained minister by God? And then we'll be looking at challenges to Mary and the saints. And then finally, Catholic life and practice. Some of our Protestant friends look to some biblical passages that seem to conflict with the Catholic devotion of the rosary and repetitious prayer. There's some passages that seem to conflict with the Catholic practice of abstaining from meat on Fridays during Lent and religious and celibacy. St. Paul seems to call those practices doctrines of demons in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And so that raises questions in the mind of a Christian, like, why would I be a Catholic
when you're believing in doctrines of demons. So we're going to resolve those challenges, and I'm going to coach people on how to meet those challenges so that they're equipped, ready, and disposed to have these conversations with folks to do what I believe the mission of apologetics is, and that is to remove obstacles.
Yeah.
Simply to remove those obstacles so that the person can encounter the fullness of truth, life, and joy in Jesus Christ.
That is amazing. I love the name of your class for a multitude of reasons. Meeting, that word, meeting the Protestant challenge. Yeah. You know, we meet, it almost looks like you're going to come head to head, which we do, but there's that head to head. But there's also a meeting where we have that meeting of minds, that meeting of coming together. And so I love that. Right. I love the name of your class and the book. And we're going to come back and do a little bit more chat between all of us here in a moment. But right now I want to go to Tim O'Brien. Tim is listening on YouTube from Irving, Texas, near Dallas. So Tim, welcome to We Sing Our Faith. And when were you born? What is your baptism day, and how do you celebrate it?
Thank you, Julie, for having me on. My birth date was December 20th, 1973, and I was baptized on January 26th, 1973. And my wife and I found out when we were doing our marriage prep, she was also baptized on January 26th, 1973 in Switzerland.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. So that means you go to Switzerland every year to celebrate your baptisms?
Oh, that would be nice, but no. But we had, both of our
how
children.
How do you celebrate?
We actually had both of our children baptized on January 26th as well, in 2012 and in 2017. So we have a whole family thing together.
That is amazing. That is the most amazing thing to celebrate those. I can't come anywhere near that. I mean, my husband, like I said, he was baptized on St. Patrick's Day and I was baptized on the 15th of March. So we picked that middle day to the 16th. But we have a grandchild who was baptized on Valentine's Day one year. And so that makes it for kind of a fun thing. I'm getting a note from Dr. Carlo. Were you also baptized on Valentine's Day?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Oh, gosh. Well, Tim, we are going to be sending you a copy of my book, Unfailing Grace, and to share that first with you and your family, and to share that in a way that hopefully will help others by you sharing your story. And as I'm saying that, if anyone is wanting to sign up for the course, We Share Our Story, or any of the four, I want you to go to grnonline.com/academy. And Tim, I think that is such a beautiful thing that those dates coincide so perfectly to celebrate the beauty of when grace entered the life of you, your wife, and your children. Thank you for calling in and sharing that today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. God bless you. So again, that site is grnonline.com/academy. And so we've given away two books today, Unfailing Grace by me, your host, Julie Carrick. And I want to throw one more gift out there, if you will. And that is everyone who signs up today on January the 10th, of the year of our Lord, 2026. If you sign up today for any of the classes, you are going to have the book Unfailing Grace sent to you. So if you sign up today, that's the gift. I want to get this in your hands. We had such a phenomenal gift of a couple in Texas who made sure that when Unfailing Grace was written and it was published, they wanted to make sure that it was put in people's hands. And so I have a number of these to give away, and this is where I feel they should go today. So I want to make sure that if you sign up today for any of the courses, the one from Dave Palmer, The Dignity of the Human Person, Made to God's Image, Meeting the Protestant Challenge with Dr. Carlo Broussard. Both of those already, just saying the titles of those, I want to sign up for them. And then, of course, mine is We Share Our Story. And as we heard described so well by Dave Palmer for Dr. Ray Lopez, who was a bit under the weather today and could not join us, his course, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. I just see this as such a beautiful working together of these courses. And Dr. Carlo, if we can go to you for one question. If you were to look at your course, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, And then my course title, We Share Our Story. I love the overview that you've given us so far of those things where there's, you know, conflict that can be resolved in your course. But when you look at being in daily life, how are some of those ways that you would approach people, say, in a coffee shop or, you know, at work? Or are there any good starters for people to begin sharing their Catholic faith? I know a lot of our Protestant brothers and sisters, you know, there's that one little question, have you been saved? And that's a great conversation starter. What's a Catholic conversation starter?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the title of your course of sharing our faith is key, because really what evangelization is, as Pope Benedict XVI has stated in many of his writings, evangelization is sharing our lived experience with Christ. So whenever you're in a conversation with someone, the normal conversation starter is, so what's up? You know, what did you do this weekend? What's going on in your life? Well, this weekend, you know, I went to Mass and had a great time, and the readings were about this and that. So notice there, the question was posed to me of what I'm doing. What's my experience? I share my experience of my Catholic life, right? I went to Mass. I went to Bible study. I went to catechism class, what have you. And you just share that lived experience. And then that is an invitation for the other individual to continue the conversation, to ask the follow-up question, oh, well, how was it? What did you learn about? And then you're able to share that lived experience of what you learned about. Or the follow-up question might be, oh, that's interesting. You know, I've been having a pressing question to ask a Catholic. You know, y'all believe this and that. And well, what about this? And so there, they have an open invitation to ask their challenge or their objection, but in a way of a natural conversation. And then with the apologetical knowledge that you gain from reading books like mine and taking the course like mine, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, then that's where the arrows in the quiver come into play, because now you have a target to shoot the arrow at. But it started with just a natural conversation that involved sharing my own lived experience as a Catholic. And so that lowers the psychological barriers of a conflict, because it's within the context of a friendship now of sharing each lived experience. I shared mine. And then by them asking that follow-up question, they're then sharing their own lived experience of what's going on in the experience of their heart and their mind. And then you can meet those needs with the apologetical knowledge.
I love it. That's a perfect, perfect description of that. So we are going to have a few minutes left on the show today. I want to throw the number out one more time, 877-757-9424. Again, 877-757-9424. And whoever's listening today, if you have a question about one of the particular classes, feel free to call in and ask that question as well. And as we wait for that to happen, I want to go back to Zach Allen. And Zach, in just maybe 2 minutes, for those who maybe are just joining us in the second half of the show, would you please give just a simple overview of what the classroom is going to look like online and the ease of being able to get into the class once we've signed up today for the actual 7 weeks of the courses?
Absolutely. Thank you, Julie. So today, if you'll go to grnonline.com/academy, you can look through the classes that are being offered. You can click there and register. There's a $25 registration fee, and after that, you can sign up for any one or four courses that you would like. Each course is $149. Once you've done that, you'll get an email confirming that you have, you know, registered and purchased the class. After that, we'll get you into the online portal. You'll get a login. You'll be able to log in, see the course, see what's there from your instructor. And on the day of your class, what you would do, starting on that week of January 19th, depending on the day that that particular class is offered, you'll click on the course. You'll click the Zoom link. You'll jump into the live classroom, and you'll see your instructor, whether that's Dr. Carlo, whether that's Julie, Dave, or Dr. Ray. You'll jump in. You can jump in to the course. You can collaborate verbally, on video, either or, whichever you choose based on your end. And, you know, after that, Each of the instructors, depending on the way they're going to run their course, there might be some writing, there might be a quiz, there might be, you know, some multiple choice questions to kind of go through the things you covered each week to just help solidify the information that you've gone through. And at the end of the course, the 7 weeks, ideally, you'll choose to go for that certificate and kind of go through and show the things you've learned. And hopefully that gives you the confidence in to take everything you've learned and share it with other people in your life. It's going to be a very straightforward and simple process online, ideally on a computer, but you could even do it on your mobile device if that's the only type of internet connection that you have. It would work on that as well. So, we definitely encourage you. I would just say right now to give yourself the gift of looking into it. Go to grnonline.com/academy. It's a new year, and in 8 weeks from now, you could be, you know, much more informed on a particular topic, whether that's your own faith and how to share it, whether that's learning about Aristotle, whether that's learning more about the dignity of your human person that's God-given but through the eyes of St. Thomas Aquinas, or whether it's learning how to answer these questions from people in your own life, about either from Protestants or others. What an opportunity to ask your questions directly to these gifted instructors and learn. And it's, I mean, again, 7 weeks is not that long of a course for you to commit to, and you know you're going to get great, great teaching and an opportunity to ask your questions. So give yourself that gift right now and just go to the website, grnonline.com/academy, read about it, and then pray about it and make that decision.
Beautiful. Thank you, Zach, for that. And again, the days of the courses, so it'll be Mondays at 7 p.m. with Dave Palmer and the Dignity of the Human Person. So that Monday at 7. And then Dr. Carlo has Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., meeting the Protestant Challenge, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. I will have Thursdays at 7 p.m. with We Share Our Story. So Thursday evenings at 7. And then Dr. Ray Lopez, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. So Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are evening courses, and on Saturday morning at 9. So it's really beautiful that they literally are at different times, so that if you want to take more than one of the courses, it's a great gift. I mean, when we look at the expensive things in our world, I know that it can feel daunting sometimes, but you know, this will be your money well spent, and a great gift to yourself, as Zach said. The other thing that I want to throw out there is, if there is someone in your life who you know would benefit from this, talk to them today. Invite them to look at the courses with you and gift it to them. It's a great price for the content that you are going to receive. And it's something that you pay once, but you're going to use this for the rest of your life. And like I said, hopefully one or more of the courses will speak to you. So be sure to jump on that site today. And again, anyone who signs up for any one of the four courses today, we'll be tracking that, will get a copy of my book, Unfailing Grace. And that truly is my first book on sharing my story of the Catholic faith. And again, gentlemen, I want to say thank you for all of you joining in today. Dave and Zach and Dr. Carlo, thank you so much for being a part of We Sing Our Faith. We didn't have as much music as we normally do today, but I feel like this was time very well spent. So as you go into the rest of your week, remember how much you are loved by God. And until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Is clear, the path is straight and wide. Knowing you and loving you is simple, real, and true. I'm living in a shade of grace so clear.
Faith, hope, charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
I grew up in Catholic school. I went to church every Sunday, but I still find myself with so many questions about the faith. If this sounds like you too, join me, Bailey Garland, on The Quest, a pilgrimage of faith. And let's journey together navigating different topics that we encounter as Catholics with trusted priests to guide us along the way. I invite you to call into our show with your questions and we can learn together. You can listen to The Quest live on the radio or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app weekdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Looking for a chance to start the new year right by paying it forward? Now's your chance because the GRN is raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in night black. Come Friday, February 20th, either you or someone you know will be driving away in style, all while supporting and listening to Catholic Radio on the GRN. To purchase tickets for this evangelistic opportunity, go to grnonline.com/raffle. $25 for one ticket or $100 for five.
Unbelievers often reject religion because it sometimes causes conflict. They'll say, science will fly you to the moon, religion will fly you into buildings. Is this a rational basis for rejecting religion? The answer is no, and here's the reason. First, just because something causes conflict doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. For example, many wars have been fought over land. Does this mean we should do away with the right to private property? I don't think so. Second, the objection doesn't specify which religions cause war. It may belong to the essence of some religions to spread its message by the sword, and these we should reject, but it doesn't belong to all religions. So, to the question, should I reject religion because it causes conflict? The answer is no. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Thank you for listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network and being part of the family. Families pray for each other. We would be honored if you would let us pray with you and for you. You don't even have to tell us your name. Just go to our website, grnonline.com, or call our prayer request line and leave us a message at 800-395-4008. That's 800-395-4008. We will be praying for you every day.